Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we're going to begin this afternoon with talking about some old movies.
An old classic at that as well, because Turner Classic Movies are set to sponsor filmmaker Joshua Grossberg's expedition to Brazil, which is in part an effort to restore Orson Welles' original version of The Magnificent Ambersons. Now, this is arguably, I suppose, one of the most famous kind of lost works in terms of part of it is lost, 43 minutes of footage. Mm. So we're talking about a director's cut here. And they think what happened was that it was melted down so the nitrate could be used during the war effort. That's one of the suggestions around it. Anyway, Welles actually went to Brazil to work for the U.S. Office of the Coordinator of Inter-American Affairs during the early days of Americans' involvement in World War II. And they reckon that RKO had sent him out a work print of the film to edit while he was there. So that's where Grossberg hopes to find maybe this lost version of the film. And it's been documented in a feature-length documentary as well called The Search for the Lost Print. And either way, if they find it or not, they're going to release the documentary, which is due to coincide with the 80th anniversary of Ambersons. So that's July next year. But we'll watch that one carefully.
That sounds
interesting, doesn't
it?
It'd be great if they found some of the footage.
Yeah, certainly would. Now, a TV series making it to the big screen as such.
Yes, this is a movie, Arlington Road.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, I do. Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tim Robbins. It also had Jeff Bridges as well. So Jeff Bridges actually starred as a widowed university professor who suspects that the friendly couple, played by Tim Robbins and Joan Cusack, who just moved in next door, that they're plotting a major act of domestic terrorism, and he becomes obsessed with foiling their plan. So Paramount Plus, the streaming service, are in early stages of developing now a TV series based on this. And the original director of the movie is actually involved as well to potentially direct the series. So that's Arlington Road heading to the small screen.
That sounds interesting. Now, we're staying with the small screen and Danish director Thomas Vinterberg, who has been getting great reviews for Another Round and indeed an Oscar nomination, which he may well win. But he's going to the small screen, Garrett.
Yeah, small screen but big dreams with this one, because it sounds like a really big project. It's a six-part family saga unfolding across a summertime in Denmark. And listen to the pitch of it. A flood starts to take over the country, causing it to be gradually evacuated, and people must bid farewell to what they love, what they know, and to who they are, because literally, in a flash, all property is worthless and all fortunes are changed. So they follow this as people try to escape to better times, and those less well off are forced into government funded programs to move to more challenging places. So Vinterberg is going to direct the entire run and co-write the script as well. Shooting is due to start in late 2021 or early 2022, with a cast to be announced at a later stage.
Very good. You have some casting news for us for, it's indeed a production from Element, produced by Element here.
Yeah, produced by Element, Ed Gainey and Andrew Lowe producing. And this is the next project from director Yorgos Lanthimos, who is directing. Writer Tony McNamara is handling the script. And actress Emma Stone is going to be in it as well. It's a project called Poor Things. And they've just announced that Rami Youssef is in negotiations to star in this. So it's based on a novel, a Victorian tale of love and scientific messing around, because it follows Belle Baxter, a young woman brought back to life by an eccentric but brilliant scientist. William Defoe has been kind of rumoured as well to be in talks for the project as well. But either way, I think with Yorgos Lanthimos and the success with Element, we can expect excellent things from Poor Things.
Definitely. Yeah. What is Natalie Portman up to?
She's just signed on to star in and executive produce a HBO feature called The Days of Abandonment. And this is based on a novel by My Brilliant Friend author Elena Ferrante, and both penned and directed by Sundance Award winning director Maggie Betts. Pre-production on the title is underway. Portman's going to play Tess, a woman who abandoned her own dreams for a stable home life and is in turn then abandoned by her husband, throwing her world off its axis. And the story will delve into the mind of a woman in crisis that confronts the norms of motherhood and female identity as Tess traverses the darkest reaches of her own psyche.
Oh, very good. OK, new releases this weekend, starting with A Promising Young Woman is finally out there. I did get to see it in preview and thoroughly enjoyed it. And it's doing well on the awards circuit, isn't it, Gert?
Doing very well. Good few nominations. And I think it might be the year that Carey Mulligan actually picks up an award, because she's terrific in the film.
She's super in it, yeah.
Really, really carries it. Emerald Fennell is the director of the project, also nominated as well. But it's about a young woman traumatised by a tragic event in her past. She seeks revenge against those who have crossed her path. It's going to be on VOD services, Sky Cinema and the likes. So, yeah, a lot of promising things been said about it. I think people should check it out.
Yes, definitely.
I think it's worthy of the awards nominations. Now, we've also got Love and Monsters. This is on Netflix. It's set 7 years after the monster apocalypse. All the humanity have been forced to live underground. Joel Dalton, played by Dylan O'Brien, reconnects over the radio with a high school sweetheart who's been living sort of 80 miles away, and he decides that he's going to venture out to find his true love despite all the dangers that might lie around. That's called Love and Monsters. It's on Netflix, as is a documentary, Chadwick Boseman, A Portrait of an Artist, which is worth checking out as well. Some notable people in that, talking about the late actor Viola Davis, Denzel Washington and Spike Lee, some of the contributors there. We also have released on various different platforms like IFI at Home, Henry Glassie Fieldwork. This is a documentary from Pat Collins. It's an immersive and meditative film set among the rituals and rhythms of working artists and looking at the celebrated folklorist Henry Glassie. And just to mention as well, Kate Winslet heading to the small screen. This is going to start on Monday on Sky Atlantic. Mayor of Easttown, which basically she stars and produces as well, a seven-part crime drama following a small-town Pennsylvania detective, Mayor Sheehan, played by Winslet, as she investigates a local murder at a time when her own life is crumbling around her. And as I said, that starts on Monday, Sky Atlantic.
Very good. Lots to look forward to there, that's for sure. What about a TV movie for us, Garrett?
Okay, well, I'm going to recommend two. I'd be a big space nut, and I did like this movie, First Man, which is basically the story of Neil Armstrong and obviously his trip to the moon, to be the first man to walk on the moon, but looks a little bit at his life as well. And I suppose the training that he did and, you know, sort of emotionally distant from his family as he embarked on this space mission. Good film. Ryan Gosling stars in it. Claire Foy does as well. It's on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. And if that's not to your liking, well, then The Guard is on, which I think everybody enjoys, with Brendan Gleeson, and that's on RT2 tonight at 9:45.
Two choices there. Thank you very much, Garrett. Take care.
Thanks, Aideen.